Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the Sound of Power, time of intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. At this moment, we are taking the time to take your prayer request. If you're on the line and you have a prayer request that you would like to share, please feel free to share it at this time. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I have a prayer request for one of my coworkers. Her name is Ella Smith, and she has sickle cell anemia, and it's really bad.
So we will be praying for her, and her name is Ella. Is her name Ella, Shauna?
Yes, Ella.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other prayer requests this morning?
Yes, good morning. This is Felicia. I want to send a prayer request out for your marriages.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
For marriages.
Marius?
No, marriages. For couples, for marriages.
Marriages. Okay, certainly.
Yes, ma'am.
Are there any other prayer requests this morning?
Yes, good morning, Ella Milena. This is Mother Margie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mother Margie. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank God. I just want to put prayer, give him my cure, salvation, and healing for my body. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Certainly in agreement with you. Thank you, Lord. Well, we are going to go ahead and get started with this time of intercessory prayer. Brother Donald, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And Shauna, you're on the lines. That's correct. You're still able to pray?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and start this time of intercessory prayer. We're going to ask Donald to open up. And Donald, we want you to pray this morning specifically for the men of God, that's leaders, that's fathers. Just praying for the men in general, if you could do that as you open up. And Shauna, if you could handle that prayer request for marriages for us and families. And please remember Mother Margie's prayer for her family as you are praying. And then I will, let me double check though to see if any other intercessors have joined the call, any other pen intercessors before we get started.
Cheryl.
Praise the Lord, Cheryl. Thank you for joining in. And so, Cheryl, you'll be the third person to pray. If you could pray after Shauna, and if you could pray for our youth and young adult. Amen. And so, Donald, if you go ahead and get started.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, this morning we come in your presence, oh God. Our hearts are broken. When we look around, oh God, and see the displacement, oh God, of families and kids, oh God, at what is going on, oh God, right now underground in this country, our hearts, oh God, are just tender, oh God. And so, God, we just ask you, oh God, for a special, oh God, intervention, oh God, of the kids, oh God, and the, oh God, those folks, oh God, that came from other countries, oh God, looking for a better life, oh God. He said, suffer the children to come unto thee and forbid them not, for such the kingdom of heaven. And so, God, this morning, oh God, we ask you, God, as we stand in the gap for these kids, oh God, we ask you, God, for you, oh God, to do something, oh God, restore them, oh God, with their families and their parents and their mothers and their fathers, oh God. We ask you, O God, Lord, O God, for your a special, O God, anointing, O God, upon these kids, O God. We pray, O God, this morning, O God, for fathers, O God. Lord, O God, we ask you, O God, to touch them, O God, help them that they will be able, O God, to be sensitive to your word, O God, and they would find a rightful place, O God, in the body of Christ, where they can spearhead their family, O God, and they can, O God, stand in the gap for their families, O God, and support their family, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, with prayer, O God, and, O God, we ask you, O God, to touch them, O God. Help them, O God, that they would be, let them understand, O God, that their rightful place, O God, in the family, O God, is the head of the home, O God, just as how you are the head of the church, O God, that you will help them, O God, and inspire them to lead them, O God, to that point that they can lead their family, they can pray with their family, O God, they can sit and, O God, O God, and read a word with their family, O God. They will be inspired by you, O God, to do what is right in your sight, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, O God, we ask you this morning, O God, for you, O God, to lend a special touch, O God, of the fathers, O God, especially this morning, O God, the young boys, O God, who are growing up to be grown men, O God, that they will be able to mirror, O God, off of their fathers and the pastors of the church, O God. They will be able to understand, O God, the right way, O God, to dress, O God, to talk to women, O God, to lead, O God, their children, O God, to stand in the gap for their family, O God, to support their family, O God, morally, O God, spiritually, O God. Father God, you ordain, O God, marriages, O God, and you know, O God, that when you place a man in the home, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, what it is, O God, his responsibilities are, O God. And so, God, this morning, O God, we ask you, O God, that men should be more deacons, O God, more ushers, O God, in the body of Christ, more prayer leaders, O God, Lord Jesus, O God. We have seen, O God, over the years that women have taken the role, O God, in those areas, O God. But we ask, O God, that men will understand, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, most of the problems that have been happening, O God, in marriages, O God, is because, O God, men, O God, are not taking their rightful place, O God, in their home. And so, God, this morning, O God, we ask, O God, for a special touch, O God. We ask, O God, Lord Jesus, even, O God, men who serve, O God, in the ministry, O God, men who serve, O God, in all different departments, O God, influential, O God, areas, O God, that they will understand, O God, the true meaning, O God, is of a father, O God, just as how you father us, O God. We can come to you and look to you for everything, O God, any problem, O God, that we face, O God. We, the first thing we would say, O God, did we pray, let us go to God in prayer. You are our first father. And let us, O God, mirror off of you, O God. And so, God, this morning, O God, we want to thank you this day. We want to, O God, we want to appreciate you, O God, for all that you have done, for the protection over our lives, O God, for the provision that you have given to us, O God. We thank you, O God, for every, O God, every valley, O God, that we were in, O God, and every mountain that we've climbed, O God, because we know in this process, O God, we gain strength and we gain momentum, O God. We know, O God, as we grow spiritually, O God, in your presence, O God, we ask, O God, for you to help us, O God, because there are times, O God, that when we slipped, O God, there were times when we err, O God, but, O God, but we ask you, O God, for forgiveness, O God, of all the sins, anything that doesn't resemble you, O God. O God, when we do things, O God, unknowingly, O God, unknowingly, we ask for forgiveness this morning, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, we honor you this morning, O God. We pray, O God, that you would blanket us, O God, with your Holy Spirit, O God. Move in our situation, move in our homes, move in our jobs, O God. Move, O God, as we go on the road, O God. Protect us, O God, from our potential accidents, O God. Protect us, O God, from the snare of the fowlers, O God, and from the noisome pestilence, O God. Cover us, O God, with your feathers. Cover us with your blood. O God, you will be our hiding place, O God, in a time of trouble. O God, you will set us up upon that rock, and now our head be lifted up above thy enemies all around you, O God. Father God, we praise you this morning, O God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, this morning, oh God, for all the provision. We thank you, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, that you have blessed us in abundance. We will have more than enough for our families and friends, oh God, and we will, oh God, do what is required of us to do, oh God. Oh God, we will, oh God, bring our tithe to the storehouse, oh God. We will, oh God, do everything, oh God, of which, oh God, you ask us to do. Keep us, oh God, under the shadows of the Almighty, oh God. Lord Jesus, O God, we thank you, O God. We praise you, O God. You said in your word, O God, you said, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taking up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes this vile person is condemned. But you honor those who fear the Lord. Oh God, we're going to fear you, oh God, because we know the consequence. We know, oh God, that when we step out, oh God, and out of your realm, oh God, we know, oh God, that you put that bit in our mouth, oh God, that when you jerk us, oh God, we come right back into subjection, oh God. We recognize, oh God, that the word that we hid in our hearts, oh God, that we should not sin against thee, oh God. Father God, we ask for a special touch this morning. Oh God, touch each and every intercessor, oh God. Touch this prayer ministry, oh God. Touch every request, oh God, that is given, oh God. Oh God, we pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, that you would show us unction, oh God. Oh God, for all the leaders, oh God, Elder Belinda, oh God, continue, oh God, to anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. Oh God, when time comes, oh God, she doesn't feel well, oh God, and she feels tired, oh God, give her that extra push, oh God, that extra strength, oh God, that extra anointing, oh God, that she will get up and she will shake off that laziness, oh God, and she will step right into your word, oh God. Father God, use each and every intercessor, oh God, as you see fit, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you have done, O God. We praise you and we magnify your name, as it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name, Father. God, we thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come together, O God. Thank you, O God, for allowing us, O God, to commune with you, O God, to offer up prayer and supplication, O God. Father God, we magnify you because you alone deserve the praise, Father. You alone deserve the glory, O God. God, we pray that you be magnified in our lives, O God. Be magnified in our minds and in our bodies, O God. God, we pray that on this morning, O God, that you even be magnified in our relationships, O God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up marriages before you. We pray and confess your word over each and every woman and man that you've joined together, O God. We use our faith as we come together on this morning, O God, believing that your word will come to pass over our marriages. God, we stand in the gap for marriages, and we pray and confess, oh God, God, that your glory be revealed in the midst of every relationship, oh God. In the name of Jesus, if there be any bitterness, oh God, God, any unforgiveness, oh God, any rage, oh God, God, anything that will cause your people to separate, oh God, we pray against it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you be at the midst and the center of every conversation, Father. We pray, oh God, that any fear, any spirit of indignation, oh God, any bad tempers, oh God, any contention, oh God, any resentment, oh God, even if there's abuse, oh God, we pray, oh God, that it will be banished, oh God, from your people, oh God. We pray, oh God, and we stand in the gap for those whom you've united together for life, oh God. We pray that they become useful to one another, that they be helpful to one another, oh God. God, that your people be kind to one another, God. God, and that men and women, oh God, husbands and wives, oh God, that they'll forgive, oh God, as freely as you forgive us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that each man and woman will do your will, O God, which is that they love one another, God, with a God kind of love, O God, united in total peace and harmony, O God. God, we ask that you would speak to their hearts, O God, heal their hurts, O God, so that they may be delighted in one another, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray that our marriages, O God, will become a sweet fragrance unto you, O God. We render the power of Satan, O God. We render his power helpless, O God. God, the activities of Satan in our marriages, O God, we come against every one of his strong men, O God. We come against the spirit of separation and divorce, O God. We loose ourselves from these assignments, O God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that the power of Satan is broken from marriages, O God. We pray, O God, that you would destroy any assignments, O God, any plans, O God, or any works that the enemy may have against marriages, O God. We ask you to cause your anointing to break and destroy the yoke of bondage over every relationship, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon messengers, O God. We pray that their eyes be blind, O God, and that their ears be deaf to our prayers in the name of Jesus, O God. God, even in our lives, in our homes, O God, God, anyone that we come in contact with, O God, let your presence be manifested, O God, and not the presence of the enemy, O God. We ask you to rebuke, O God, and destroy, O God, any plans, O God, that the enemy may have, O God. We stand firm and confident knowing, O God, that the enemy has no power over us, O God, because your word says that that spirit that's on the inside of us, O God, is greater than any spirit that's in this world, O God. Father God, we ask that you would shut any doors that need to be shut, O God, and open any doors that need to be opened, O God. God, even in the spiritual and in the natural realm, O God. God, if there's anything that's causing friction, O God. God, whether it be finances, O God, whether it be health, O God, whether it be children, O God, whether it be blended families, O God, and all the issues that come along with blended families, oh God. God, we pray that your power, oh God, will be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Pull down any demonic strongholds, oh God, any vain imaginations, oh God. God, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God, we pray, oh God, that even our minds, oh God, even our emotions, oh God, that every thought is brought to the obedience of Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, O God. God, we pray that you would show yourself strong in every situation, O God. God, let your understanding be at the center of every relationship, O God. We thank you, O God, that the mind of Christ, O God, is in the heart and the mind of every woman and man that you've joined together, O God. God, cause every person to remember why you joined them together, O God. Anoint them so that they hear your voice, O God, and not the voice of a stranger, O God. Cause them to clearly discern your will, O God, and discern your voice, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, give married individuals your eyes to see spiritually, O God, and a heart to understand and to be led by your spirit, O God. God, help them to be bold, O God. Help them to be confident, O God. Help them to be obedient, O God, to do your will, O God. God, fill your men, O God, with your gifts and your anointings, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray for divine favor, O God. We pray for blessings, O God. God, in everything that you have for them, O God, pour out your anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for our men, O God, that they will be the leaders, O God, of our families, O God, that they will be leaders of our churches, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your love so brightly shine through them, O God. God, into their lifestyle, O God, is even an act of worship unto you, O God. God, we pray for those that are happily married, O God. We pray for those, O God, that lift your name on high, O God. We pray for those, O God, that are our model, O God. We ask, O God, that you would continue to cover them, O God. Continue to protect them, O God. Continue, O God, to give them divine favor, O God, in their relationship, O God. We thank you for godly relationships, O God. We thank you that your word, O God, even in your word says that what you have joined together, O God, let no man put asunder, O God. So we thank you, O God, for your presence in our relationships, O God. We take our place, O God, this morning as intercessors, O God, and stand in the gaps for husbands and wives, oh God, against the devil and his demons, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the salvation of God to be manifested in their lives, oh God. We stand firm in knowing that the Holy Spirit, oh God, will convict and convince our hearts, oh God. We loose ourselves from sin, oh God. We loose ourselves from unrighteousness, oh God. We loose ourselves from judgment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for husbands and wives, oh God, to remain sane and sober-minded, oh God, that they remain temperate, oh God, and disciplined, oh God. Cause them to remember the power of love that they have for one another, oh God. Cause them to remember their commitment to their family, oh God. Cause them to remain self-controlled, oh God, good nature, oh God, and kind-hearted, oh God. God, so that the word of God may not be exposed to reproach, oh God, blaspheme or discredited, oh God. We thank you for restoration, oh God, where there needs to be restoration, oh God. We thank you for forgiveness, oh God, where there needs to be forgiveness, oh God. God, your word says, who the Son has set free, oh God, is free indeed, oh God. God, we pray that husbands and wives, oh God, that they be delivered, oh God, from the spirit of rejection, oh God, that they be delivered from the spirit of hurt, oh God, that they can be delivered, oh God, even from the spirit of inferiority, oh God. We come before you humbly this morning, oh God. Ask, oh God, that you heal broken marriages, oh God. God, even as Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, oh God. God, you promised in your word that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, that we will be saved, oh God. God, even in our households, oh God, help us to submit to one another, oh God, even as we submit ourselves before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, for those that are married, oh God, help them to live their lives as you intended, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help them to stay busy for your kingdom, oh God, and to be focused on your will, oh God, to be focused on those things which are set above, oh God. God, and not the things of this world, oh God. We pray for that three-cord strand, oh God. God, that you be in the midst of every conversation, oh God. God, that you be in the midst of our finances, oh God. God, that you be in even in the midst of our healings, oh God, where there needs to be healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to care for one another, oh God. God, give us a supernatural power, oh God, to love each other, oh God, with a God kind of love, oh God. Help us to move, oh God, even past our hurts and our own desires, oh God. God, so that husbands and wives can love each other, oh God, according to the way that you've ordained it, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you hear our prayers, oh God. God, for on this morning we come in before you in the name of Jesus, oh God, and on the authority of your word, oh God. We come boldly to the throne of grace, oh God, to receive mercy and to find grace, oh God, for your help, oh God, even in restoring marriages, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you hear our prayers, oh God, as we strive for the love of God to remain supreme in our home, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the peace of God, oh God, in every situation, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that our families, oh God, know that you are Lord, oh God. God, that you reign over us, oh God, that you are Lord over our house, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your will and your spirit to be upon us, oh God. In all of these things, we ask in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, oh God, for the day, this day that you've given us to come into together to gather in your name, to lift up your name. We're grateful to you, oh God, for being our Lord and Savior, for being Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, the one who gives us life and that more abundantly. Father, we come this morning knowing that there is none other like you. We come to exalt your name on high. We come to say, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, holy is thy name. And Father, we are standing in the need of prayer this day for our youth, children, and our young adults, oh God. For this generation, oh God, this generation, we're calling on you this morning because we know you are love. We know that you are mercy, and we know that you are grace. And Father God, we know that even in this time when we hear of our children and our youth and adults and young adults in trouble, oh God, our hearts are tender, our hearts are are crying out to you this morning, believing and thanking you in advance for hearing our prayer on their behalf, oh God. We know that this is a time that when we hear of what's going on in our streets, oh God, and we see, oh God, the turbulence that is being presented on behalf of our children and our youth, young adults, oh God, and there are many circumstances, God, that we are not aware of, but Father God, by faith we come in to intercede on their behalf, oh God. We ask that you will wash our minds this morning, will cleanse our hearts, oh God, that we be able to present this prayer to you, oh God, knowing as your word says that if my people who are called by that name will humble themselves and turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear, oh God. So we submit ourselves to you in intercession on behalf of our children, our youth and young adults, oh God. We know that we are to hold them up, oh God. We know that we're to call on you, on them daily, oh God. Father God, our children, our youth and young adults, oh God, are in a turbulent time, oh God. Father God, where right is wrong and wrong is right, oh God. There's confusion, oh God, the double standards. They don't know which way to go because of the double standard of the lies that the enemy has placed in the atmosphere. But Father God, you're greater than he, and we know that you're greater than he, the prince of the air. We come to arrest the prince of the air. We come against the spirit of King Herod that's been released to murder our children, oh God. Our hearts, oh God, are troubled because, Father God, that spirit of murder has been released in the atmosphere against our children, our youth, and our young adults, and our young men, oh God. We find, oh God, that the attack of families and attack of children, oh God, is great, it's mounting up. And Father God, the word comes today that you, oh God, promised that you would be with us always. You said in your word, and we stand on your word, that you, oh God, are an adversary to our adversary. So we pronounce this time of restoration in our atmosphere, oh God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what we see, oh God, we're walking by faith this morning on behalf of this generation, oh God. And your word says, oh God, that our children are to remember the Creator in the days of their youth. So God, this morning we're praying and we ask, oh God, as it's been prayed, that the families, oh God, and that the families are restored, oh God, that the word of God is placed back in our homes, that the word of God is the first and the foremost direction that is leading our family and guidance, oh God. So there will be a restoration to honor, oh God, the relationship of father and mother, that our children and our youth and young adults will understand the importance of restoration and honor to their parents. And for those that are living in families where there's one parent, oh God, restoration, oh God, to honor that one parent, maybe a mother or maybe a father. We pray, oh God, that our children and our youth and our young adults will understand the importance of honor and respect, oh God. And Father God, because, oh God, it will be made well with them, oh God, we ask, oh God, for the fathers and the mothers and the caregivers that have provoked our children and our youth and young adults to anger, oh God. We ask that we stand in the gap and we pray, oh God, that there will be forgiveness, oh God, that they will understand that even though, God, they have provoked that child, there is the spirit of love and the spirit of forgiveness, oh God, that will allow to mend the broken heart in the families, oh God. Father God, our sons are moving in a place, oh God, or have moved in a place, oh God, because of the loss of identity, oh God, because of what has happened in their homes, because fathers may not be present, oh God, and there may be a mother raising them, oh God, but we ask, oh God, that the honor will be restored, oh God, that they will understand the importance of the honoring that parent or parents, oh God, and then reconciliation. Father God, we call for the ministry of reconciliation in the relationship with the parent, oh God. We call for fourth, reconciliation, oh God, with the mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So our our children and our youth and young adults will understand the importance of that, that they will have long life, oh God, and that the spirit of corruption will not find them, oh God. So we're praying to, and standing in the gap this very moment, oh God, on behalf, oh God, for reconciliation, to honor and respect, oh God. It's, our society has redirected what that looks like. Our government has stepped in and is teaching and has set the standard that we're to raise our children in one way. And Father God, but the word says not to spare the law. It says that to bring correction to the child, oh God. But we're not speaking of abuse, oh God. We're speaking of love, correction, oh God. So we're speaking, oh God, and declaring, decreeing this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, reconciliation and honor and respect to the parent and the child and the children and the youth and the young adults can understand the importance of, because your words pronounce that in your, that we're to honor our Father, that our days, as father and mothers, that our days will be long, oh God. Father God, we're praying, oh God. We're coming against that double standard, oh God, that has caused the confusion because of the government rules that have taken and have come into the homes, oh God. Father God, we're praying today against that spirit of murder that has been released, oh God, that is murdering our children and our youth and our young men, oh God, and our men, oh God. Our hearts, oh God, are crying out to you this morning. We're crying out to you this morning on behalf of this senseless injustices that have been released, oh God. And we, Father God, we know, oh God, there is a time coming where judgment will be placed, oh God, because you are the one, oh God, who have all the answers. And we trust you for the answer, oh God. We trust you, oh God, for the answer for what is taking place. We trust you, oh God, knowing that you know all, you do all things well, Father God. There will be an appointed hour, oh God, when this situation, oh Father God, that you will take and are already in control, but the revelation, oh God, Father God, so we're standing in the gap this morning, oh God, we're standing in the gap this morning and believing, oh God, and as your word says that our sons and daughters will prophesy regardless of what it looks like, and that our sons and daughters will arise to their rightful place, oh God, and you will free them from bondage, oh God. They will receive deliverance from the addictions and the generational curses that have been loosed upon them, oh God, and that they will be identified as your daughters, oh God, and your beloved sons, oh God. So we thank you in advance for the release, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God, for our young men will see visions, oh God. They will. Their visions will come to pass, oh God. We thank you, oh God, in behalf, oh God, that we call forth our young men, oh God. Holy Spirit, we know that you're here on this earth because you said that you would be with us. So, Father God, we thank you for the spirit of protection. We are asking for a divine turnaround, oh God, of the spirit of protection upon our young men from the plot of murder, to annihilate that spirit of murder, the act of violence in our streets and our communities, oh God. Our young men's visions must be fulfilled, oh God, and we're trusting you, oh God. We're standing on your word, oh God, this morning, oh God, thanking you in advance for reconciliation for the families. Thank you in advance, oh God, for giving new identity to this generation. Thank you in advance for calling them forth. Thank you, oh God, in advance, oh God, for those, oh God, that have given their lives to you and are declaring that you're their God and that they're living a life, that they're being an example for their generation, for their peers, God. We thank you, oh God. We come against that spirit, oh God, of bullying, oh God, that has tried to turn our schools inside out, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for arresting that spirit of destruction, oh God. We thank you for those, oh God, that know you, oh God, our young adults that know you and are declaring your word. We thank you that they're standing on your word and your promises are yea and amen. We thank you, oh God, for the reconciliation to the spirit of respect and honor, oh God, in the household, oh God. We thank you for the new identification in you, oh God, that their dreams will come to pass, that they will be able to be in strategic places of government, oh God, declaring your word. They will be in strategic places of college declaring your word. They will be in strategic places of the household of faith declaring your word. They will receive, oh God, in the spirit of your
love is upon them, and the spiritual gifts are being released even now, oh God, to those who have surrendered their lives to you in holiness, and they're living pure, oh God, and they're turning down their place of fasting and prayer, praying, oh God, on behalf of their peers, oh God. So, Father God, we even pray for the children that are in, that are during the summertime, oh God, that they may not have no place to go. We ask that the spirit of protection will continue to be with them. Guard their hearts, oh God. We ask that the angels of protection be released to protect them, that the blood of Jesus Christ will be over all the children and youth and young adults that do not have anything to do this summer, oh God. But, Father God, we know that you are there. Source and the resource of their strength, oh God. So we continue and we believe, oh God, this day, oh God, we continue, oh God, throughout the week, oh God, to lift up this generation, oh God. No matter what the media portrays, oh God, no matter the reports that we hear, oh God, we are praying and we're declaring the turnaround of our youth and young adults and our children, oh God, that you, oh God, have called them for such a time as this, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for their new awareness of who they are in you. We thank you, oh God, that you've called them to a place of holiness and purity. We thank you, oh God, that they will be, oh God, the soldiers, oh God, that they will rise up, oh God. We thank you in advance for who they are in you, oh God, for salvation being released, oh God, for them to receive, oh God, and believe that you are God and there's none like you. And we present them to you. We present them. We draw a bloodline around this generation, oh God. And Father God, we declare and we decree and we know, oh God, that this, oh God, we will know, oh God, that this day, oh God, as we're interceding in the days ahead to intercede for them, oh God, that there will be a testimony coming forth. There will be testimonies coming forth, Father God, that you've answered and you honored this prayer. And we believe it to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Someone can just respond and let me know if you can hear me.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are going to, as we are preparing to close out this morning, just want to read 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It is a very familiar passage of scripture to us this morning, but want to encourage you this morning, hallelujah, that 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 is a very familiar passage of scripture, and again, I want to encourage you this morning to keep praying. Don't stop praying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. But also to know that, hallelujah, Jesus, for those of us who have not been in the posture of prayer, that there is a posture for God to turn. Hallelujah, for God to turn and heal our land. There is a posture that he is requiring. And the scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, make themselves low, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And so he says, turn, which means to return back. Hallelujah, turn back to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If my people will come back to me, if they will repent. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, if they will be restored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If they will relinquish some things, if my people, which are called by my name, will just simply return to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And turn from their wicked ways. Come from their wicked ways. Come from the ways that are disagreeable with me. Come from the ways, hallelujah, that are displeasing. Thank you, God, that are evil, that are hurtful. If they'll turn from those ways, hallelujah, God says, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're praying fervently, for God to heal this land. We see so much in our community, so much in our nation. There's so much to pray for every day. There is something new. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I bless the Lord for those of us, for those intercessors who feel the weight and the burden of prayer. And I encourage you, don't stop praying. But I also encourage those who have not been in the right posture of prayer to position yourselves, to, hallelujah, so that God can answer and heal our land, heal our community, heal our nation, bring restoration. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just honor you this morning as we continue this time of intercession, as we continue this prayer, God, as we come before you this morning. Father, I thank you on this morning, God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and your word declares that every tongue that rise up against us in judgment that you've already condemned, my God. And Father, I thank you that your spirit, hallelujah, is already at work. I thank you, Lord God, that you're working on our behalf. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are healing and delivering. Thank you, God, that you are moving. Thank you, God, hallelujah, that when the righteous cry, the Lord hears him and delivers him out of all of his trouble. Thank you for delivering us out of trouble. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for making ways out of no ways. Thank you, God, Jesus. Oh, God, for just moving in the midst of us and bringing healing and deliverance. God, we bless you for that this morning. We bless you for the time of prayer. We bless you for the time of intercession. We bless you this morning, God, that you are making ways out of no ways. Thank you, Father. And Father, we pray today, God, for every spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that's not like you. Oh, God, that would dare to come against your people. Father, we pray today that you would cover us under your blood. I thank you this morning for your blood protection. I thank you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon, God, formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us. Thank you, God, that you are hiding us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you said in the time of trouble, hallelujah, I will hide you in the time of trouble. Oh God, you'll be the refuge for our soul. And so, God, you see every desire, hallelujah, of our adversary. Oh God, you see every plot, Father. You see everything, Father. And I thank you on this morning that we are just calling on you, God, that we are seeking you this morning, Father, that we're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, that we're asking you to move it. Father, we're asking you to deal with the hard places. Deal with the things that come against your people, God. Deal with those, oh God, that come, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God. Oh God, to do harm against your people. Oh Father, I bless you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that your spirit is working, hallelujah, on our behalf. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are tearing down high places. Thank you, God. Oh, God, that you are working things out in our favor. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. Thank you, God, that we can trust you when we can't trust anything else. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you don't change, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, come with me. Oh, God, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what the day brings. Oh God, there is no storm in our life that is bigger than our God. Oh God, it doesn't matter what we face. Hallelujah. Oh God, and I thank you on this morning, God. Hallelujah. That we're not under the authority of our naysayers. Oh God, that we do not have to fear those that oppose us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, because you are our voice. You are our strong tower. Oh God, Emmanuel. God, you are working things out in our favor. I pray this morning and I thank you. I thank you for the favor of God. I thank you, God, that you favor us. I thank you, God. I thank you for the outpour of favor. I thank you for the release of favor. I pray, God, that everywhere you see,
agenda. Say, I God, that we walk into your favor, that we walk into a time and in a season. Say, come on, say, of Kairos. Father, I speak it today. I declare this is the hour of Kairos. Oh, God, for some of us, Father, it is the appointed time. It is the appointed hour. I thank you, God, that this is the hour of our deliverance, that this is the hour of our breakthrough, that this is the hour, God, God, that you are moving on our behalf. Oh, God, oh, God, I thank you for it this morning. I thank you this morning, God, for what you are doing in us. I thank you on this morning, God, for what you are doing for us. Oh, God, we are so confident. Oh, God, and we have such a full assurance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you are working things out on in our behalf. Oh, God, we have such a full assurance. Oh, God, even in things that we don't even know about. Oh, God, even in things, oh, God, that didn't even cross our mind. Father, that you're in the midst of those things. Oh, God, that you're working out your plan. Oh, God, I thank you that your word declares, hallelujah, that you know the thoughts, the plans that you have for us. They are thoughts of good and not of evil, oh, God, to bring to us an expected future. I thank you this morning, God, that there is an expectation, God, that heaven has for us. I thank you, God, God, that heaven has an expectation. And Father, I believe by faith, God, that it's been released in the earth. And Father, I believe by faith, oh God, that heaven and earth is in agreement. I thank you on this morning, God. Oh God, oh, yes, Lord, oh, God, yes, Lord, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, thank you, God, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, oh, God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your word declares that the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. I thank you this morning that the standard is raised. I thank you this morning, God, oh, God, that the standard has been raised. Oh, God, thank you for raising the standard against our enemy. Thank you for driving our enemy out. Thank you for subduing our enemy, oh, God. Thank you, oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. Oh, God, I bless you this morning. Hallelujah. For what you are doing even now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you for it now. I thank you, God, for Psalms 127 and 5, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that says that we shall not be ashamed, but we shall speak with the enemies in the gate. I thank you, God, that you have anointed us, oh, God, to be able to stand. Oh, God, in this hour, I got to be able to stand and open up our mouth in the marketplace. Oh, God, I, God, that we'll be able to open up our mouths, oh, God, and that we will not be able, oh, God, that the enemy will not be able to shut us down. For you said that we shall be able to stand with the enemies at the gate. Father, I thank you, God, that we'll be able to speak, to open up our mouths. Oh, God, that we'll be able to declare what God is saying in this hour. I pray for those, oh God, that are rightfully aligned in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that are divinely positioned, oh God, because there is a reward, oh God, that you have given unto us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, and God, you have divinely enabled us, oh God, to not be ashamed, but to be able to speak with the enemies at the gate. Hey, come on, see, God, that you have worded our mouth, oh God, and that you have tailored our speech. And God, that you have given us, oh God, a word in due season. I thank you, God, that your word declares that a word fitly spoken, oh God, is better than silver and gold. I thank you, God, that there is a word that's being released in this hour. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that our adversary, a gainsayer, cannot resist. I thank you, oh God. Oh God, that you cause our voice to be like a trumpet in Zion. Oh God, that you cause our voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to cry loud and to spare not, oh God, that we would declare the word of the Lord in this hour. Oh Father, I pray for those, oh God, that you have called to open up their mouths wide, that you might feel it. Oh God, give us the word to speak. Oh God, I pray for us today. I pray for those of us, God, that are contemplating what to say. Oh God, I pray for those, God, that have been stuck because they're afraid. Oh God, they don't know what to say, but God, I thank you, oh God, that you gave us a promise in the word, that in that moment, God, we don't even have to take a thought for what we shall say, but you said in your word, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit, oh God, would give us what to say at that appointed hour. And so, Father, I pray for us that we just trust the hour of appointment, that we'll trust what you've appointed us to. I thank you, God, for divine appointment, that which you have appointed and established, no man can take down. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, that promotion does not come from the east nor from the west, but promotion comes from above. And Father, I thank you, God, that whomever you exalt, no man can put down. Oh God, I praise you this morning, oh God, for those that you're raising up in this hour, God. I pray, oh God, that you'll give supernatural increase, oh God, in their faith, cause them, oh God, I got to believe you beyond, oh God, their own imaginations. I come against the wicked plan of the enemy that gets in their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and causes them, oh God, to doubt your calling. Oh God, I pray this morning, oh God, against that lying voice that causes them to doubt the fact that you have called them in this hour to be your mouthpiece. And Father, I pray that even as you use them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them an assurance, not of themselves, but of you. Oh God, that you would give them an assurance that you're not the kind of God that would bring them to the point of delivery and not give them strength, oh God, to produce. Oh God, you're not that kind of God that'll bring us to the place and time and abandon us, oh God, and bring shame upon us. And so, Father, I pray for them that they would trust you, that they would trust their moment, that they would trust what you were doing, that they would trust what you were saying, that they'll believe you, oh God. Thank you, God, that their trust, oh God, will be in you and not in themselves. Oh God, oh God, oh God, God, I thank you this morning because we know, oh God, that our enemy desires to distract us and pull us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, out of focus. And so, Father, I pray for us, oh God, that we'll just keep our mind on you. Oh God, that we'll keep our eyes on you. Oh God, that we'll look unto you, author and finisher of our faith. Oh God, that we will not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Oh God, but we'll be strong in faith. Oh God, knowing faithful is he who promised, knowing that you'll also do it, knowing that you're able, God, oh God, to produce the promise. Oh God, knowing, God, that you're good for your word. You're good for whatever you say. Oh God, forgive us, oh God, when we compare you, oh God, to our life disappointment, to the people that disappointed us, to the people that failed us. Oh God, forgive us, God. Oh God, when we're distracted by memories, I pray today, God, get in our psyche. Don't let our memories be king in our life. Don't let our memories, Lord, in our life, Father. But I declare that you are Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, our soul says yes. Our soul says yes. Come on, let's give him some glory. Our soul says yes. Our soul says yes, Lord. Come on and open up your mouth and just begin to give your God some glory. Open up your mouth and just begin to declare how good your God is.
Hallelujah.
Because there is a way being made. Come on,
Lord,
I'm
thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Your word.
Hey,
God,
nobody
like
oh,
you.
Yes, oh, yes.
You are awesome in all of your ways.
Hallelujah.
God.
Jesus,
you are glory awesome in all of your ways. We bless your
glory
name,
to,
oh God, and we give you glory. You're
glory
worthy, to, Father. You're worthy of the praise, God. Hallelujah,
hallelujah
Jesus.
Jesus. Lord God, keep us in a posture of prayer, oh God. Lord God, your
people depend on our posture of prayer. God, life depends on our posture of prayer. God, we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, thank you, Lord God, for the posture, the position of prayer, God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. God, we bless you and we honor you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say that you are God in the name of Jesus, God. Cleanse our hands, oh God. Pierce our hearts, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that when we come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, our hearts are pure. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, our hearts are pure. Our hearts are pure. Our hearts are pure. Our hands are clean, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. God, that our hearts are pure. God, our hearts are pure. God, we thank you, God, for our hearts are pure. God, we bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for the posture of prayer. God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you've called us by your name, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So God, let us go before you, oh God, that there'll be healings in the lands, oh God. Healing in our communities, God. Healing in the body of Christ. Healings in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that no blood will be on our hands because we've been obedient to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Oh, God, we bless you and honor you this morning. God, we thank you for the start of this day, God. Oh, God, we rejoice and we are glad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, this day, God. We thank you, Lord God. Mighty God. Hallelujah. We bless you and we honor you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. You're so worthy, God. We magnify you this morning, God. We give your name the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We honor your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you for new mercy, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, your grace is sufficient, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Mighty God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for resting and abiding with us. Thank you for ruling with us. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, oh God, for fresh anointing. God, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. For miracles, God. We thank you, Lord God, for signs and wonders. We thank you, Lord God.
Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God.
Oh, yes, Ekonamansi and Rosh, Ekonamansi. Oh, yes, God, Ekonamansi, Anamansi. Oh, yes, Lord, oh, yes, Ekomansi. Oh, yes, God, Emande Boshatama. Oh, yes, God, Mando Shatama, Yenanamansi. Ikonamansi ando robo shekonamansi ando shatama Jesus God, Shanamansi, not by might nor by power, but Father, by your spirit, Ekomansia. God, do it by your spirit. Ekomansia nanamansi. I thank you for divine enablement. God, Ekomansi, that the Spirit of the living God, Ekomansi, I shall see to it. See to it, Father. See to it. See to it. Ekomansi. See to it, God, that hearts are healed. Ekomansi. God, see to it. Ekonamansi. Ekonamansi, that where hearts have been broken. Ekomansi. And filled with disappointment, God, that you'll drive out, God, the disappointment, and that you will repair and bring healing. Ekomansi. Andoroshi. Heal,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Like only you can. Ekomansia.
Yes,
I thank you for your healing virtue, Father. Hayamansi.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for healing us. Thank you for healing
Lord.
Us, God. Hey,
yes,
Anamansi.
God.
Oh, God. Hey, Shatama. Ekonamansi, I only desire. Ekonamansi is to please you. Oh, glory. Mandora manse, ikona na mansia. Hallelujah. Mandora manse. Oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will. Ayamansi. Oh, to God be the glory for what He is doing in our lives. Ikona manse. And that we stay divinely positioned in this hour. Hallelujah. Just to simply yield ourselves to God. We yield ourselves to Him. That He, hallelujah, hallelujah, that He alone, is Lord. He's Lord. Hallelujah. And we honor Him with our life. Jesus. We honor the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We honor Him for exceeding our expectation. And for showing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That He is indeed with us. Hallelujah. And He's going to cause us to be able to contend with the enemy at the gate, my God. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Contend to speak with the enemies in the gate. My God, which means to command, to warn.
My Lord, I bless him for this promise that he's given to us. Trust him that if you are divinely aligned, that God's going to cause you to be able to command the enemies at the gate. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is going to cause us to be able to speak to the enemies at the gate. Command them.
Yes, Lord.
Command the enemy.
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
That scripture has been turning in my spirit. You'll be able to stand and command them.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
And that gate even represents the marketplace and the community. My God, which means it's going to stretch out. Hallelujah. Some of us have just been commanding in certain places, but what God is about to do now, every place we walk into, every place that the sole of your feet has tread upon, God is giving it into your hand. And you're going to be able to speak to the spirits in those regions, in those atmospheres. Hallelujah. And command them. And warn them. To talk with them. God's going to give you an authority. This authority comes from God, not from man. But because we are divinely aligned.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, God, that we don't fear the enemy. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, that we have called him, God, by the authority of the Holy Ghost to back up. That in atmosphere and in regions, God, that he has been wreaking havoc. God, that when you send us there, God, that we'll understand the reason why we were sent. And we will speak into that atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. Bring it to our mind. It doesn't matter where we go. That we'll begin to speak into the atmosphere, for we understand that we are under divine release everywhere we go. Father, you are with us. Angels have been released. To watch over us, lest we dash our foot against the stone. Angels walk with us. We thank you, oh God, that we don't walk alone, but you have assigned angels to walk with us. So Father, I thank you that everywhere we go, God, that we carry our angel with us. And God, that the atmospheres, oh God, that have been filled with hate and murder and contention and pain, and depression, God, that when you send us, oh God, let countenance be lifted. Let souls be delivered. Increase our faith.
My God.
You've got to know that when you walk, you don't walk alone. You've got to know everywhere you go, the Spirit of God goes with you. And so when you walk into places where people are hurting and people are broken, hallelujah, my God, the Word of God promises, I've given my angel charge over you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I've given them a charge to watch over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so they are with you. Hallelujah. So pray for those. Pray for that atmosphere. Pray for the healing and the deliverance. Hallelujah.
I believe God.
Hallelujah. I believe God for many souls. Many shall come to know him because of our obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
Many shall be saved.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, shall worship the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let that be your declaration, that I will obey him so that many will come to the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. So that they will come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
My Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hi, Amantia. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how we love him. Oh, how we praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As we're preparing to end this call, if there's anything that you want to share, please feel free at this moment. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lines are open for everyone. If there's anything you need to share at this moment, we are here to hear you. Thank you, Lord, as we're preparing to close out. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Jesus.
You, God.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We just rejoice with Mother Margie, God, even as you heal her body, even as you have strengthened her body. You give strength, God, to every organ in her body. Oh, God, we speak strength to it. We speak strength to every organ. We speak, oh, God, we speak life to her. I'm so glad, God, that you don't have to change the diagnosis to bless her body. That you'll add to her life. That you'll give her vitality and strength. That you'll bless her in the face of the enemy of sickness. And so, God, I thank you. I pray, God, I speak strength into her. I speak strength into her spirit. I speak it now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you saturate her from the crown of her head to the soul of her spirit. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, for supernatural intervention. I pray today, oh, God, that you would have your way pour into her spirit, man. Oh, God, increase her faith in you. Build her up. Build her up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And change the way that she sees it. Even this season of her life, oh, God, that every time she looked at it, she sees the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, God, that you've been good to her. That a spirit man be full of worship. I got to be full of praise. Feel it, God, with worship and adoration. Get the words of praise. That she will extol you, oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, I bless you for it. I believe you. I believe you, God. I believe you for what you're doing in her life. I believe you, God. I know she. God, that she's going to feel your presence like never before. I believe you, God. I believe the power of God. Oh, God, is being expressed clearly, oh, God, in her spirit.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Ekoman, Tiana Labate. Jesus, Ekonaman, Chi. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ekanda Nobosha.
My God, give a echo, I yet praise. Oh, my, say that it doesn't matter what it looks like. I will yet bless the Lord. I God, let her be sealed with a yet praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Every crack, every crevice, God. Get in the midst of it.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you that your hand is fully upon her. That you satisfy her soul with good things.
Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you for shining.
Thank you for the brilliance of your spirit.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If you stay focused, you're going up.
Hallelujah. If you stay focused, you're going up. You are ascending up to that place in Him. If you stay focused, you're going up. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
you, Lord. So that's why you can't afford to be distracted. Because He's calling you higher. He's calling you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Up out of this place, out of where you are.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And I love Him for it.
Thank you.
Thank you that He's calling us out.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
It's going to break the spirit of stagnant spirit. It's what's going to break the stagnant spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Hey, Mama.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for the posture.
Hey,
yes, God. Thank you, Lord. God, thank you, Lord, for the posture. A prayer, thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, for praying intentionally. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and end the call, but I can truly say the Spirit of God is moving on His own. He is truly moving. I sense the move of the Spirit, and I bless Him for it. Hallelujah. I bless Him for His movement this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, God, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Joining us this morning in prayer, I pray that your day is blessed. This concludes
Amen.
Our time of intercessory prayer. Amen. The Lord
Amen.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.
I bless you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.